This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we end this week, we also end our several weeks going through the book of Romans in the Bible. My favorite book in the Bible, I have to say, just full of such great truths and really laying out the whole outline of both how we come to find a living relationship with Jesus Christ in our lives, and then how we grow as Christians and how to live out the Christian life. And as we come to the end, Paul just has a few final words for the Roman Christians that he's writing to. Listen to what he says here in Romans 16, starting in verse 17. Now I urge you, brethren, keep your eye on those who cause dissensions and hindrances contrary to the teaching which you learned, and turn away from them. For such men are slaves not of our Lord Jesus, but of their own appetites. They're selfish in their attempt to do ministry. And by their smooth and flattering speech, they deceive the hearts of the unsuspecting. For the report of your obedience has reached to all. So Paul says there's certain people you should not tolerate in the church. Just people who have different scruples than you about things that you can do and can't do, accept them and love them. But if someone is causing dissensions and hindrances contrary to the teaching of Scripture, that person is not to be gently tolerated. No. Paul says, but I want you to be wise in what is good and innocent in what is evil. And the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Then he says, Timothy, my fellow worker, greets you, and so do Lucius and Jason and Sosipater, my kinsmen. I, Tertius, who write this letter, greet you in the Lord. Well, Tertius would have been the scribe who Paul was dictating the letter to. Gaius, host to me and to the whole church, greets you. Erastus, the city treasurer, greets you. And Quartus, the brother, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And then Paul gives this, like, benediction to them. He says, now to him, that is God, who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which has been kept secret for long ages past, but now is manifested. It's not a secret anymore. And by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the eternal God, has been made known to all the nations, leading to obedience of faith. To the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, be the glory forever. Amen. So Paul's great focus is on God being glorified. And he says that God is able to establish you, to set your life on a solid foundation, according to this mystery that has been hidden for long ages, but now is revealed. And that mystery is the person of Jesus Christ, who comes into your life when you put your trust in what he has done for you at the cross to make a way for you to be right with God. Then he comes into your life, and his life in you is what makes the difference in the Christian life. You can't, just by becoming a Christian, you can't reform yourself. You can't suddenly become a different person. No, but he can change you. He can live his life in you. He can make your life beautiful. If you've never turned to him, why don't you turn to him in your heart right now and say, Jesus, thank you for what you have done for me. I want your life in my life. It'll be the beginning of a journey with God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.